Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 73. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 90s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, will continue with scattered storms. Right now, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Newton police have taken a juvenile into custody after the shooting death of a 14-year-old girl on Sunday night. Police say witnesses saw a 16-year-old male arrive at a residence around 10 o'clock where a group of teens were, and witnesses say he was visibly intoxicated and was waving a gun around before fatally shooting the 14-year-old girl. Life-saving measures were attempted by witnesses and neighbors. The suspect ran from the home. He was taken into custody yesterday morning. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey announced yesterday that Captain Clay Germany had died over the weekend from medical complications associated with COVID-19. Captain Germany joined the Wichita Force in 1994 and served in the ranks of police officer, detective, sergeant, and lieutenant. He was captain over property crime investigations. Before joining the WPD, Captain Germany served as a police officer in Midwest City, Oklahoma, and the U.S. Navy. Tuesday, Kansas News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley yellow dwarf virus or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Kansas State Fair Board will hold a special meeting tomorrow, at which time they're expected to name a new general manager. After taking in 8 applications, the Fair Board interviewed 2 finalists and then took time during their meeting last week to interview their one person of choice. Tomorrow, the board will go into executive session and, if all goes as planned, will name a new general manager at that time. That person will replace Dr. Ed Berger, who took over as interim general manager after Robin Jennison resigned last year. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office yesterday identified the body of a man pulled from the Elk City Lake late Friday night. Around 5 o'clock Friday night, people heard a person yelling for help. Rescue crews tried to help find the man, including the Montgomery County Rural Fire Department, Kansas Wildlife and Parks, and other law enforcement authorities. The body of 47-year-old Craig Gilson of Independence was pulled from the lake at around 11:20 Friday night, near where he was last seen. Rick Averett with Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. An 80-year-old McCook woman has been sentenced to 8 to 10 years in prison for the shooting death of her husband, who she said had abused her for years. Loretta Langdon pleaded no contest in June to manslaughter. The body of her 79-year-old husband, Larry Langdon, was found in the couple's home in August of last year. Court records say Loretta Langdon told police she was abused by her husband for 30 years. She said she warned him she would kill him if he hit her again. She said she shot him after he hit her in the face with his fist. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he's extending the deployment of 15 state patrol troopers along the U.S.-Mexico border. Ricketts said in a news release about 25 Nebraska state patrol troopers have traveled to Del Rio, Texas. The deployment was made at the request of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. It's not clear how much the mission will cost and who will cover those expenses. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported Friday night in Gage County. Preston Rutherford, age 26, of Wymore, lost control on Southwest 45th, west of Hickory Road. His vehicle struck a culvert, went airborne, ejecting the driver and rolling multiple times. Serious injuries were reported, with the driver, Preston Rutherford, transported to a Lincoln hospital. A truck was reportedly stolen from 253 Nemahal Street in Baileyville Saturday. An abandoned pickup reported stolen from Franklin, Nebraska, was recovered a short distance away on Highland Community College property. A bridge repair project on the K-16 bridge spanning Mill Creek west of Onega is to begin this week. The project will include removal of the current overlay, patching and asphalt overlay. Traffic will be reduced to one lane for the duration of the project and controlled by a traffic signal. Speeds will be reduced to 35 miles per hour. Drivers may expect short delays, with work to be completed by late August. Marshall County Commissioners met Tuesday. Jeff Lane, architect with Trainer HL, Sheriff Tim Ackerman, and Emergency Management Clerk Leslie Jeter met with the board to discuss the projected jail construction. Lane feels construction costs are leveling off, and if the board's going to move forward with jail construction, the first step would be to start the process of taking applications for a construction manager at risk. Once on board, they'll be able to stay apprised of fluctuations in construction costs and advise accordingly. He'll send the request for proposal criteria in order to get started. American Rescue Plan dollars can likely be spent on certain aspects of a jail build for infrastructure safety, such as negative airflow pods, body scanner, medical areas, and etc. Criteria is constantly changing and will have to be monitored throughout the planning process. The board plans to do several town hall meetings to keep the public informed on the proposed jail process. Commissioner Keith Bramhall feels that a county our size could justify spending $8 million. The board's vision is to build the new jail to allow for expansion into a complete justice center in the future. It was also suggested that work on USDA financing options begin. The Agency on Aging has received approval from the Department of Transportation to offer free rides for 2 months, with free rides planned in August and November. The board's making plans to have the regularly scheduled July 19th meeting at the Fair Board office while the Marshall County Fair is underway. Plans will be finalized this week. Lisa A. Johnson, age 58, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lisa Johnson. Donna M. Weitzel, age 84, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Donna Weitzel. Michael L. Mike Miller, age 48, of Marysville, passed away Friday due to natural causes. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Private family interment, the Prospect Hill Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mike Miller. Connie M. Cabriel, age 66, of Marysville, passed away July 1st. A visitation is planned Friday 2 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Connie Cabriel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey, baby bakers, asparagus, pears, and jello. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high-pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest will continue a dry weather for tonight into early tomorrow before a low-pressure system moves in, bringing us showers and thunderstorms, mainly tomorrow night, continuing into Thursday with lingering chances all the way through the end of the week. Hot temperatures out there. We're going to see those winds out of the south-southwest, so temperatures lower 90s for today in the mid-90s for tomorrow. Behind that cold front, we'll see cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies at 73. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, upper 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours with temperatures in the upper 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-July 92, record high in the state 113. The average low 69, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:12. 57 degrees, sunshine this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 13th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn-ins? Burn-ins or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
Pete Alonso, the winner and still champion. And is it panic time for USA basketball? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On a night when the balls were flying off the bats, Mets slugger Pete Alonso overcame a 10-home run deficit to edge Orioles first baseman Trey Mancini and repeat as baseball's home run derby champion. Alonso hit 74 long balls on the night. He also joined Ken Griffey Jr. and Yoenis Cespedes as the only players to win back-to-back home run derby crowns.
I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet, and being able to showcase that and really put on a fun display for fans, I just think that it's truly a dream come true for me.
For the second time in three nights, the U.S. Olympic basketball team dropped a pre-Olympic exhibition, falling to Australia 91-83. Despite the loss, head coach Greg Popovich is not hitting the panic button.
I thought we got better tonight. And we're just sticking with the process of trying to get better with every game.
Both managers of the American and National League All-Star teams announced their starting lineups ahead of tonight's game from Coors Field in Denver. Angels two-way star Shohei Ohtani will start for the American League and also serve as the team's designated hitter in the leadoff spot. He will be opposed on the mound by Nationals ace Max Scherzer. Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. will lead off for the National League. There was no shortage of praise for Ohtani from many All-Stars, including Tatis.
You have really admired what he's doing, his work ethic, and you can see it. Just the challenge for him, pitching and hitting, it's something that you got to tip your cap off.
NL manager Dave Roberts.
We're all fans of baseball, and to see something that really hasn't been done in generations is, where in my opinion, it's the best talent ever in baseball, 1 through 850, whatever, and for him to be this marquee player, it's remarkable.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Experience over 7 hours of live music Saturday, July 31st at Alcove Spring, just south of Marysville. The Beach Boys headline this outdoor festival, taking the main stage at 7:30, singing your favorite summer surf songs. Gates open at 3 p.m. Brighton Stall kicks things off with beachy tunes at 4:30, followed by high-energy country band Big Time Grain Company. The party continues into the night with 80s cover band Live Circuit playing after the Beach Boys. Food trucks, local brews, majestic views of the Flint Hills. It's the festival of the summer. The Beach Boys live at Alcove Spring. Tickets at mcactickets.com.
Lankland Oil reminds customers that propane contracts are out. Return yours today. Hassle-free convenience and cost savings during the upcoming heating season. Call for more information. And, of course, new customers are always welcome. Convenient delivery and payment options. Just a call away with Lankland Oil at 292-4710.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In the latest World Ag Supply and Demand report out from USDA yesterday, it predicts lower corn and soybean prices for the growing year. The corn outlook calls for larger supplies, greater feed and residual use, increased exports, and higher ending stocks. Corn production forecast 175 million bushels higher based on greater planted and harvested area from the June 30th acreage report. With supply rising more than use, ending stocks up 75 million bushels. The season average farm price declined 10 cents to $5.60 a bushel. Soybean production projected 4.4 billion bushels, unchanged from last month. Harvested area pegged at 86.7 million acres of the June 30th acreage report, unchanged from last month, but up 4.4 million from last year. The season average soybean price, $11.05 a bushel, down 20 cents from last month. Now, the outlook for wheat this month predicts reduced supplies, lower domestic use and exports, and decreased ending stocks. The projected season average farm price increased 10 cents to $6.60 a bushel. The Biden administration's executive order focusing on increasing competition, including in the beef market, gained praise from U.S. cattle groups. The order includes a review of the product of the USA label, creating increased market opportunity, and considering new rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act. USDA also announced $500 million to increase meat processing capacity. National Cattlemen and Beef Association applauded the announcement. NCBA's Government Affairs Vice President Ethan Lane said NCBA's top priority in D.C. is pushing for policies to strengthen the business climate of the producers. U.S. Cattlemen Association President Brooke Miller said USCA applauds President Biden for hearing the call from cattle country regarding increased consolidation. And RKF CEO Bill Bullard said it's clear the secretary intends to open the bottleneck created in the cattle industry. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements, and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hanke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Well, friends, fresh data out of China indicates they might need some more grain. Well, it tells us that the world's largest pork producer is back in business big time after a terrible African swine fever episode that took almost half of their pig out of business. Gone. I didn't think anybody could rebound from that fast, but in any event, their ag ministry is saying that their pig herd, it's up 23.5% over a year ago. It looks like it shows China making progress on numbers of sows. They're up big time. They are going to have something to feed those, friends. And that's where I'm kind of banking on them needing more corn, soybeans, maybe even a little bit of more wheat. In the meantime, we'll have to kind of see how these prices shape up. Boy, they've been up and down like the fiddler's arm, haven't they? Scary. As you look back to Washington, you got to be careful of what they're doing. And Senator Chuck Grassley is looking out for us in agriculture. He's from Iowa. So is Vilsack, our Secretary of Agriculture. So he's got a little inside track there, I think. And he needs it. He just told him the other day in a letter that the Navigable Waters Protection Act needs to be watched very closely. Policy changes in Washington have a major impact, he told him, on the livelihoods of our farmers. And this particular program really does have a problem, and that is you need a permit maybe to even farm. They're dealing with that Waters rule again. Folks, I'll keep my eye on that. Right now, it's nothing to worry about. I don't think they're going to do too much yet. But you never can trust them. It's Washington, D.C., you know. See you on the next Decline Report.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has the newest Kia models you've been looking for, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and much more. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home, save time and money with our Midwest Express program, and get Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Mark your calendars and join Prairie View Industries for the Jefferson County Fair. From 4-H exhibits and a carnival to delicious food and a watermelon feed, there will be something for everyone. From Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps. Mark your calendars and join Field Bar and Grill for Jefferson County Fair. From 4-H exhibits and a carnival to delicious food and a watermelon feed, there will be something for everyone. The Field Bar and Grill in Diller. Check out the daily specials and prime rib on Saturdays.
It's a historic symbol of the entertainment industry. Hooray for Hollywood on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 13th, the 194th day of the year. Actor Patrick Stewart has a birthday, and on this day in 1923, the iconic Hollywood sign that sits high atop Mount Lee in Southern California was dedicated. Believe it or not, it hasn't always said Hollywood. The original sign said Hollywood Land and was actually an advertisement by a real estate company for a new and affordable subdivision. Each letter was 30 feet tall at the time. After the meteoric rise of the film industry, the sign was kept and changed to just Hollywood in 1949. As the sign deteriorated, many celebrities like Hugh Hefner, Alice Cooper, and Andy Williams donated money to restore it. But don't try to get too close. The sign is largely guarded and off limits to the public. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 57 this morning in Marysville. Temperatures rise a few degrees into the 90s for a high today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Fans and players who will be at Coors Field for MLB's All-Star Game are both looking forward to the greatest show on earth. That's show as in Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani, the top star of baseball's Midsummer Classic, the center of attention for players and fans like no one before. Fans cheered when he was introduced at a news conference located outdoors across the street from Coors Field. Ohtani has generated a huge buzz across baseball for his exploits at the plate and on the mound. He leads the majors with 33 home runs and is 4-1 with a 3.49 ERA in 33 starts. Mark Scherzer of the Washington Nationals will start for the NL in the game at Coors Field in Denver today. Pete Alonso danced to his second straight home run derby title. The New York Mets first baseman hit 74 total home runs in yesterday's home run derby. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Saving every day.